Hi, this is Anthony Warlow, and you're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Beautiful Anatole. Now, you've written that. Tell us about it. And it's kind of like the theme song, is it, for Soft Diamond Light?
Well, it's from the Soft Diamond Light artwork production, as you called it, and I've called it, is made up of a book, Soft Diamond Light, Only Love Matters. And then part of that we put it into this beautiful presentation box and all of the and little booklets and things like this. But then we produced an album. It was the first album I released way back in 2010, and that was called Only Love Matters: Music for Soft Diamond Light. And those pieces came out of just working on there's one song I wrote called I Know I Am. And what we did over about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, is I took the music to that song and I brought in these musicians to just, in a way, improvise around it. So in a way, the whole – and we kind of would start at one point, and that Only Love Matters, the piece you just heard, was really the core song of the album, and it kind of was produced in a way to kind of from the violins and the flute and all that, and then we improvised over a whole period of time, and then the whole album emerged, and it formed this interesting structure. And I called each track Move 1, Move 2, Move 3, because there was like a movement in it. And so because there's this classical feeling to it, so and then it finishes on the track 14 is the song, and then there's a reprise, so it's kind of structured as it actually
beautiful.
Is one piece, really. So the whole piece from this first track Move 1 to the final track Move 4, the reprise, and the song just before that, is really just one complete piece. And that's what Only Love Matters, the album, was all about.
And this was over 18 months where musicians came in, went out, and, you know, flowed, it just flowed.
Yeah, and again, because I don't have a classical training in music, or don't read music in a sense, what would happen is I worked with this great engineer up in Sydney, and what we'd do, we'd bring them in and we'd go, I think that should go like this. And I would go, la 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 la, or something like this, you know, sing what how
beautiful.
I think. And then these wonderful musicians would just take the inspiration and they play, and I say, yes, go that way, and we'll take it this way. And so it was kind of this really beautiful, and I'd love that, working in a studio.
A bit like a conductor as well.
Yeah, like a little bit,
you know,
like conductor.
In a way,
something.
Yeah.
And working with these wonderful, talented musicians and letting their freedom of their music emerge, and then also working with the engineer, a lot of the pieces we then structured in a way that followed this piece, and we moved it around. And then, as you said, over a period of almost 2 years, we kind of the whole. And I all of a sudden, then that's it's towards the end of that that I suddenly saw, oh, how interesting! This is one piece of music, kind of thing.
You know, this is come from left field, but today is National Scribble Day. And it's meant to inspire children to kindness through art. But you've taken that and you've kind of done a hell of a lot more with adults, really, haven't you? It's come scribble, you know, voice, music, play, strum, do whatever, and let's see what comes from it, all in the name of love, really.
Yeah, it's kind of that's
kindness
what I like.
And love. Is there anything more than that that this world needs?
That's the highest qualities, I think, and gratitude probably.
And it's so absolutely, yeah. But it is just so easy, isn't it? Really,
yeah. And look, I mean, that's the whole process. I think that in a creative process that we were talking about before, I love a collaborative process. Yeah, where you're working with other people. That's really one of the wonderful things, that how you can just unite people in that sense. I've always loved doing that.
I'm going to take you down a path, something that you talk about. And what is that bridge between exoteric and esoteric science? Now, you know, if exoteric knowledge refers to the knowledge that is available to the public, esoteric knowledge is considered to be hidden or secret knowledge that is only accessible to a select few within you, whatever, friendship-based circles. What's your – just comment on that, because that's you really, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. I would kind of – they are the definitions I think I understood of it, but I would take the esoteric one more – that it's not just to a few. It's potentially available to everyone. And what we've simply got to find is the pathway to getting to it.
How do you tap into it?
And that refers back to what we've said before. Once you still the mind, obviously the esoteric one is where you're going from looking from the outside and it kind of external reactive kind of impulses to think. But when you take the time to be still and again listen to that intelligence of the heart, then I think that hidden wisdom and knowledge that is the esoteric kind of knowledge that goes back to ancient times, really, and is in all different religions and philosophies and even science. Of interesting enough, in science, the last like this century or so, they've searched into phenomenons called superconductivity and superfluidity, and that's when they've taken certain matter to extremely cold temperatures, or they've taken fluids, helium gas, for instance, to extremely cold temperatures where it turns into a liquid, and then at minus 173 degrees, which is called the Lambert point in quantum physics and in science. This amazing thing happens because when you make matter cold, what fundamentally happens is the atoms become still. They become slower. And then what happens at this one particular Lambert point with the helium atom, is it starts just before that Lambert point, it starts boiling, but then it suddenly becomes absolutely still. And then it exhibits these extraordinary qualities of defying gravity. It actually goes up the beaker and out. It actually passes through solid matter, this liquid. Scientists couldn't explain it. It just was doing things that just weren't possible. So to me, that's kind of the phenomenon of power that we can get when we become still. And I call that actually superconductivity.
Absolutely.
And that's, to me, the source of, to me, the answer to that question of that's available for everyone through that stillness of the mind and the stillness of our being to then, from that point, come into activity and act, because actions are important, and creating things in a better world takes action. Absolutely. So, but coming from that inner spot is what I think is a very powerful phenomenon.
Wow, I could talk to you for hours about that.
It is a long
because I believe subject. There's energy all around us. Okay, and but that is not all it is. I mean, we all exude energy, we emit energy, and each of us feeds off what's emitted. It's how you kind of get that into your mix and act upon whatever hits the mind and connects the mind. I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but that's how I feel.
You know?
They're all probably, my feelings.
And another way of expressing that energy that you're talking about is that everything has a vibration.
Yes.
A vibrational frequency. And to me, that's a kind of measurement of energy. And I think in a lot of different science and a lot of health areas now, they are learning that the vibrational energy, the frequency that we are emitting as a being, kind of has these phenomenal, can have dramatic effects on your health. And when you look at the word dis-ease, when you have dis-ease, that's simply a vibration, a frequency that's not kind of vibrating at the right rate. So to me, bringing back the right frequency has quite amazing powers, all related around this area of our whole well-being.
I am going to play your next track, We Become Everything.
There's a love that whispers with a welcoming warmth, unfolding in the beauty of knowing that serenity waits to be revealed within. Gently passes by, of places where we merge into ourselves. No limitations we extend beyond ourselves. We be
Taryn Stokes again, amazing voice, unbelievable. Anatole, we're running out of time. I could speak to you for hours and hours. I love this sort of stuff. I'm not science based, trained or anything like that, but I just know there's something else that drives us every day and every morning when we wake up, you know. Last words from you before I've got to have you back on.
Oh, well, I'd love to be back. This has been such fun.
Where can people connect with you? I want to connect with you again.
Well, if you just Google Kononevsky, my name, it's so simple.
K-O-N-O-N-E-W-S-K-Y.
And if you just Google that with regard to documentaries or Heart of Australia, and Heart of Australia Day has got its website.
HeartofAustraliaDay.com.
That's the
website.
There
and meditation.
And look, I'm actually starting, I've been invited to do a lunchtime meditation in the city next Thursday at 12 o'clock sharp at the Theosophical Society in Flinders Lane. And we're going to be having that once a week.
Beautiful. So every Thursday?
Thursdays.
Fantastic, Anatole. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You've transported me into another world. Beautiful stuff. Really gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
We'll have you back in again to see how you're progressing with the Heart Awards this whole program. It's a huge program that you've got to get off.
Yeah, there's many other things we could talk about.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. We've got to go into the news, but thank you so much for coming in today, because it is a big ask. Thank you.